Hello and welcome back to The Catholic Guide. Today we're going to be talking about Ash Wednesday and Lent. And we are going to be talking all about the two things that are combined together, conjoined, fasting. And we're also going to be talking about why ashes. We're going to be talking about palms to ashes, the sign on the head, and keeping it on for Ash Wednesday. We're going to be talking about Lent, fasting, all the fun stuff about Lent, why we celebrate Lent, why the 40 days, and all the fun stuff. Lent is one of the best times of the year. And as you might have noticed, I have ashes on my forehead. It used to be a cross, but after a long day of school, it has kind of gotten into a circle. So why ashes? So lots of you probably don't know, but when we get ashes, those ashes are actually ashes from the palms that we get on Palm Sunday, which is coming up in Lent on Sunday before Easter. And so we wait a whole year and bring those palms back, and then they get burnt and turned into ashes and put on our forehead. And when the ashes get put on your forehead, the priest or the person who is applying the ashes says, "From dust you came, dust you shall return." And this is one of the most, when I was getting it today, I heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it because I was in the front row. And it is one of the most powerful things ever. God wants us to return to him. God wants us to return back to that perfect unison that was once Adam and Eve. And so from dust we came, Adam created from dust. From dust we came, dust we shall return. We shall return back to God's kingdom. So now, and it's usually a sign of, it's usually a cross on your forehead. Lots of times it gets dispersed because they're ashes. And you should keep it on. Now, why should you keep it on? So the reason we keep our ashes on all day is because it's an act of number one, our faith, and it's also an act of humility, kind of getting to a lower level. Look, I'm going to wear these crosses on my forehead to show my faith, but also show that I have humility for God, because Christ showed so much humility. Christ showed so much compassion, and in that compassion, he helps us see how to live our lives. And so this humility that we take on when we wear these ashes. Now we're on to Lent. Lent is a total of 40 days, and Lent is a time in which we celebrate and we await the resurrection of Christ, which Christ foreshadows. During this time, we talk about Jesus being tempted in the desert by the devil, and you'll hear more about that, the temptation, later in another video, and you're going to hear about Holy Week. But Lent is a time of fasting, repenting, and prayer. Those are the three most important aspects of Lent. Fasting. So fasting, on Ash Wednesday, we abstain from meat, and we also abstain. So if you're 14 and older, you abstain from meat. And if you're 18 to 56, you are supposed to fast. Fasting consists of two small meals that if you added them together, they wouldn't make a big meal and one big meal. Some people like to fast from just one small meal or something like that. But you do two small meals, and if you add them together, they wouldn't equal a big meal. And then also, you also fast from meat. You abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday and every Friday of Lent. So you either fast on every Friday of Lent, or you abstain from meat on every Friday of Lent. All Catholics are called to take part in this, but also another cool fasting thing is you choose something to give up that's taking you away from Christ, that's lessening your faith, your connection with God, something that's getting in the way of your faith life, something that's taking a lot of time. So what I chose to give up this year is like scrolling on Instagram or YouTube, watching YouTube. It takes a lot of time, and that time that I could be praying or researching about our faith, learning about our faith, and about yours. So that's what I'm giving up. You can think of stuff that you're going to give up. So something like candies or TV. Maybe you watch a ton of TV and you want to learn through not watching TV, because if you don't watch TV, then you're going to have more time to spend with Christ. And then so we have fasting. Then we have repenting. So repenting, going to confession, asking God to receive our souls, asking God to forgive us for our trespasses, and preparing us to receive Christ, this Lent. And so when we go through Lent, we are learning about ourselves and also cleansing ourselves through confession. Confession is done with a priest. You should be baptized. You have to be baptized to get confession. And you go to this priest and he absolves you of your sins. So this Lent, I would strongly suggest that you go to confession to be absolved of your sins, to be able to fully encounter Christ truly. There's going to be another video about confession, the power of confession, it coming up, this journey for youth faith this May. There's going to be something about finding clarity in confession. So we have fasting, we have repenting, and we have praying. Prayer is one of the most important things in your faith life. If you don't pray, you don't have a relationship with Christ. Prayer is your relationship with Christ. You're meeting one-on-one with Christ, asking him to help you. You're asking him to intercede in your life, to help you encounter him. Prayer can be done in so many ways. Prayer can be a made-up thing. Take time to pray this Lent. I challenge you to pray 3 times a day. And I don't care when it is. Pray in the morning, pray in the middle of the day, and pray at night. And it can be as simple as like, Lord, I ask you to guide me through this day. Lord, give me a restful night and a peaceful death. I pray this one prayer. It's the Liturgy of the Hours every night. And at the end, the concluding blessing is, Lord, grant me a restful night and a peaceful death. Prayer can be as simple as that. And then in the middle of the day, be like, Lord, Ash Wednesday, let's conclude in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. To make our prayer life better, to know you better. Christ, you know us so well. Help us know you. Help us through fasting, repentance, and prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed. I'll see you next week for another video.